Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Sorry about that, pal. Call Raphael and tell him his cunt of a client, David Luna, is for sale. I'm going to speak to David now. Hola, David. ¿Cómo estás? Saw your Insta post, pal. You're fined a month's wages. Bye-bye. Angelo Vassos, how are you, pal? Listen, I've seen your scan, and I've seen the fact you're in Greece on holiday. You're fined a month's wages. You're up for sale, and tell your agent you breached your contract and that you're on very, very fucking shaky legal ground. Mr. Akufo, I know, I'm hard to get hold of, but here's the bottom line. You're not getting a new contract. All right, pal? You're on 300k a week as it is, so good luck finding someone in the space of 2 weeks. Need any help finding suitors? I can hurry you out, no problem, pal. Just ask. Hello, Kieran. Permission granted. You're up for sale, pal. All the fucking best.
Creditmaster Stadium has been lively tonight. Ashwood City continuing to hold that 1-0 lead. The goal courtesy of Daniel Amati, of course. An own goal on the hour mark. And now 15 minutes remaining. And Leicester City haven't asked too many questions of the hosts.
The Creditmaster has been lively, Peter, you're right. Has it been supportive? Well, that's another question.
Quite right, Billy. This game delayed, of course, courtesy of some protests outside the ground. Further protests within it tonight, as we've seen, and I'm told in a few pockets throughout the city itself.
What's impressed me tonight, Peter, is how Dan and the players out there have actually navigated through this.
Was the substitution of David Luna before the Ashwood City goal part of Dan Watson navigating this current problem for you, Billy?
Oh, 100 million percent. You wouldn't take players like David Luna off unless you felt like it was disruptive to leave him on. Dan grabbed the bull by the horns and said, you're either with us, David, or you're against us. Luna comes off. They bring on the young lad, Andrew Woodward. He brings a bit of spark, bit of industry, and suddenly you've got players all pulling in the right direction.
And what about that man there, Billy Richards?
Yep, of course, Kieran Broom. The rumour mill has been working overtime on him at the moment, hasn't it?
Well, I can tell you, the rumour mill says it's Chelsea. And it says it could be over £30 million.
I mean, look, everybody who signs for Chelsea these days is over 30 million. Look, they'd have me for 31. Listen, it's such a difficult situation for the club, for the player, for the manager. But when your head gets turned, it's very difficult to turn it back. I played for Ashwood City. I've played for Chelsea. I know where I was happier, OK? But I'll leave that as it is. That's for another time. But if this club, Ashwood City, are having players leave in the volume of which they are leaving, and the quality of the ones that are leaving. Kevin signed for Arsenal last week. Luna getting chased by Real Madrid. Bruni eyeing up Chelsea. Akufo wanting new this, new that. If you're entertaining those offers, you have got to bring people in. I know finances are tough. Look, Willie Amadou, for goodness sake. The week they lose Kevin to Arsenal, the pre-agreed deal for Amadou to Benfica kicks in. Bang. Just like that, all your proper forwards are gone. I know Willie struggled towards the end. He's at Benfica now. It's a lovely club. I had lots of memories there myself. But you can't let constant leaks like this flood the entire property. Plug it. Plug the leak. Look, and I'm not having a go at the young kids. Woodward has had a cracking game. I've said that. The defenders that we've seen in the cup tie and this and tonight.
Stephen Black and Alex Kanuko.
Yes, Stephen Black, Alex Kanuko. They're great. And the Keith Savage fella. Look, they're all great. But you can't tell, and I'm not going to do the old, you know, you can't win anything with kids or anything like that, but you can't tell me they're ready, Peter. They're currently being bolstered by experienced, well-versed stalwarts, right? We saw what happened when it was just them up against Blackpool, right? And they lost. They lost the game. You've got to plug the leak. And the transfer window closes tomorrow, by the way. Tomorrow, good luck. Blimey.
Yes, indeed. The only game tonight on Monday the 30th of January. A difficult time to play and do vital business. We have been informed by local police that they expect the protests to continue throughout the night and very possibly into the next day. So it could be very tricky for the club. Speaking of tricky, here comes Marcelo, who thunders past Timothy Castagna. Leicester City not closing him down as Marcelo gets into the box and lays it back to Woodward. Saved and tipped wide by Danny Ward.
What a moment that would have been for the young lad, Peter. I would have looked a fool, wouldn't I, eh? But no, honestly, like I said, there's Marcelo. Grizzled old head providing for him. Understanding the space, understanding the chance. And Danny Ward has done well there to tuck it wide.
Here comes the corner from Park. Tries for the near post. Flicked on by Broom. Finished by Akin Adeyemi. And that is game, set and match. Ashwood City 2, Leicester City 0.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Despite encouraging league form under Dan Watson, widespread protesting has erupted against Sir Patrick Nolan and the club's financial position, signified, of course, by the departure of Kevin and Willie Amadou, but rumoured departures of David Luna, Angelo Vassos, Christian Akufo, and even club captain Kieran Broom have added a very unwanted fuel to this blazing fire. Protests have continued throughout the night. We're told senior club staff actually stayed in the offices overnight to ensure their safety. And as we awake here on deadline day, it doesn't look like they're leaving anytime soon.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, what time is it?
It's 7:44.
Are they still out there?
Yes. Looks like there's more of them, actually.
How do you like your eggs in the morning? I like mine with a kiss. Morning sleepover, pals.
Why are you in a robe?
Well, robe? This is a dressing gown.
Same thing.
No, robe makes me sound like I'm a fucking sex pest.
Why are you wearing it?
I had a shower.
Woody, we slept in the office last night because we were barricaded in by a murderous protest. This is not an Airbnb getaway.
Well, not with that attitude, it ain't. Coffee, Bart?
Yes, please, mate.
Great. You two finally live out your fantasy as the real-life Bert and Ernie, and I have to sleep under my desk for the rest of my days.
Sleep on a couch like I did, for fuck's sake. There's one in the meeting room.
No, that's not safe.
What's being under the desk gonna do, Jess? It's not a fucking earthquake.
If they break in, they won't see me.
Oh, aye, I forgot. Ashford City fans never look under desks, do they? That's right. Vampires don't like garlic, werewolves don't like the daytime, and Ashford City fans don't like desks. I'm always getting those confused.
Wait, where's this fucking coffee?
Sorry, be right with you. Can I take a name for it, please?
Patrick.
Twatrick, righto.
Twatrick is a thing of the past, thanks, mate.
Is it? What do they call it at the coffee shop nowadays?
Sir P.
P for pedo?
Nope.
Fucking hell. Since when did you get all this newfound respect?
They hired a Gillingham fan.
That'll do it.
Oh, Christ. Patrick, check your phone.
No, I'm saving the phone browsing for my morning dump.
Oh, for fuck's sake, when's that?
I don't know. Let me check. Woody, how long on the coffee?
About a minute.
Yeah, not long.
The Athletic
have... Oh, what? What are they whining about now? Better not be more subscription adverts. Fuck me. Have The Athletic for a fiver a month. Have The Athletic for a quid a month. Have The Athletic for 50p a month. We'll give you £2 a month to subscribe to The fucking Athletic. Fuck off.
When were you going to tell us about this?
About what?
This.
Right.
Here we go. One Woody Chino for Sir Pete.
Woody, look at this.
Ashford in tailspin as financial mismanagement rots club from the core. Q1 projections are terminal. Fuck. Jesus.
Well, no wonder there's more fans out there this morning than last night.
Oh, Patrick. Jesus.
What? We knew this. I borrowed so we could get ASG out. I didn't ask for interest rates to go through the fucking roof, did I?
Pal, what's the Q1 projections?
Is this really the right time and place for this kind of thing? Because, I mean, you were in a dressing gown, for God's sake.
Pal, fucking... What are they?
Can't remember exact figures. But, think of the worst month on record. Then double it. Yeah, this must be the cost of living crisis everyone's talking about.
Jesus Christ. The cost of living crisis is about buying the cheap carrots instead of the organic ones. This is the end of Ashwood City, if we're not careful.
Oh, please.
Sell the club. Sell the fucking club and sell it now.
Jess... I want you to picture a car dealership, all right? See the nice cars they have out the front, all shiny and sleek, modern design, immaculate vehicles, state-of-the-art technology? That's Man United and Liverpool, yeah? And behind them is an old banger with 150,000 miles on the clock, some spunk on the back seats, a corpse in the boot and a tape of Vanilla Ice stuck in the fucking cassette player. That's Ashwood City.
What's wrong with Vanilla Ice?
And who spunked on the back seat?
Oh, I don't have time to teach you both about market economics, but the club is not for sale.
Hello, this is Woody.
Maybe if someone had actually taught you about market economics, we wouldn't be in this fucking mess. In fact, mess is an understatement. This is terminal. To quote the article, this is terminal, isn't it? We're on fucking life support.
Can we just focus on surviving? Yeah, I mean, if we survive...
Guys, we've got a formal offer from Chelsea for Kieran.
How much?
32 million.
Oh, that's pretty good for his age.
Plus it's about 8 million quid a year off the books for us.
So, what's the decision?
Up to the chief exec.
Let me make a call. Phil, 35, and we're happy. Tap.
Well, that's that.
Hey.
This is gonna go down like a sack of piss, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, Luna is one thing, you know? When Real Madrid come calling, what can you really do as a club? But Kevin to Arsenal, Kieran to Chelsea, Jesus.
We need to put a statement out about this article.
No, we do not.
Yes, we do, Patrick. I can't do another night under my desk.
The couch is right there.
Oh, shut up!
Someone leaked this.
What?
Q1 projections. I wouldn't float any projections for weeks. Someone has been in my office.
Whoa, what the fuck are you looking at me for?
I'm not looking at you.
You're looking at me right now.
Yeah, because you're fucking talking to me.
Jesus.
Patrick, are you sure about this?
How else would internal financial forecasts make it to the fucking Athletic? And they're bang on. You know, I wish they weren't. I wish I could go out there and say they're wrong, but they are right. Fuck.
Jess, I'm not, like, There's no judgment in this.
You think I did it?
Yeah, you can be a bit of a boffin, you know, a bit of a goody two-shoes when it comes to money and that.
Woody, I didn't leak the Q1 projections, mate.
You sure about that, Jace?
I didn't do it. Why the fuck would I go and make even more work for myself?
All right, all right. Hey, Jesus. Guys, how you going? Hey. You all right? Not now, Willie, pal. All right?
Willie, you should go home. It's not safe here.
Oh, I'm on my way to training. There's no protests there, you see.
Oh, what? Why not?
Well, I guess that they're not really mad at us, per se.
Yeah, thanks for that, Willie. What do you want?
If this is about Kieran, we've accepted an offer, all right? So you can stop his fucking whinging. Oh, you've accepted. Oh. Shit. Hey. Who? Chelsea. Right. Sorry, pal. No, it's... Hey, it's what he wants, right? Hey. So, our hydrotherapy suite opposite the training ground?
Mm-hmm, yeah, what about it?
It's been seized.
What?
A collections agency has seized the building.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking hell.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Sorry, guys, but they handed this in at the training facility. Apparently it covers unpaid interest from November last year. No, I covered those costs. Isn't that right, pal? The Credit Master deal covered those. Not enough, apparently. Fucking hell.
Woody, your ball sack, it's sticking out your robe.
Ah, fuck's sake, sorry.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Real Madrid have put Luna's Instagram handle in their bio.
So they put who in the what now?
Let me see.
There.
Ugh, why has this become a fucking thing?
Who's that?
Luna's agent.
Answer it.
No.
Why?
Because fuck him. That's why. He ain't going out till I know he's coming in.
No one is coming in.
Excuse me?
Do you need me to buy you an athletic membership, mate? Did you see the article?
Can you actually afford an athletic membership? Eh?
Will you two calm the fuck down?
Look, we have bigger problems than Luna. In fact, he's a remedy to one of those fucking problems.
No, he is a solution to the relegation problem.
Hi, guys.
No, I'm not interested in joining the Mormon church, thank you very much.
Look, I've just spoken to Kieran.
Look, Dan.
Dan, quick question, mate. You gonna play Luna this weekend?
No.
What?
There we go.
Why? You fucking knob.
Well, because he doesn't want to be here.
He is a World Cup winner. Milk him for all he's worth, for fuck's sake.
I've seen what's been going on behind the scenes. I've seen a drop-off in training. And I'm not impressed.
Oh, he's not impressed. He's not impressed. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to do a drop-off ourselves, aren't we? We're going to drop off into the fucking championship.
Well, we took him off on 55 minutes last night. And look what happened.
Oh, we beat Leicester, didn't we? The mighty Leicester. Brendan's merry men. What a fearsome force they are. Jesus Christ.
Woody, answer it. Highest price you can, please.
Oh, consider my mind blown. I'm supposed to be selling players by the highest price, am I? That's where I've been going wrong. Fucking hell.
Out.
Yeah, I was leaving anyway. Jesus Christ.
Patrick. What is going on with Kieran?
Look, I'm not interested in a fight, Dan. I've got HMRC up my nose, lenders up my bum, and debt collectors up my cock. All the while, I'm barricaded in my own office building because a horde of xenophobic male insecurity has taken over the car park.
And the overflow car park.
Yes, thank you.
The, the athletic...
Yeah, I've seen it.
So, is it true?
It is, yeah. Be honest with me, Dan. Was it you?
Was what me?
Did you leak that? Yes. I thought you'd put a bit of pressure on me, yeah? Thought you could topple the ownership and get some oil and blood money in. Jealousy of Eddie Howe getting a bit much, is it?
Patrick, I wouldn't even know... I wouldn't even know what to leak. You know that.
Yeah, sorry.
So it's true, then?
Is that a problem?
For me? Don't think so.
Good. Good. Look, Dan, it's going to be a fire sale. I'm genuinely sorry that it's going this way, but...
Hey, look. Don't worry. All right? It's okay.
Kieran doesn't want to be here.
Then he goes.
Right. Yeah.
Are we going to have enough players to actually, you know... I mean, I don't have any forwards, for example.
Not now, Jess.
Is Woody in here?
No, and he's on a call anyway.
KFC is on the phone.
Oh, wait, they don't do breakfast, do they?
No, the player.
Oh, shit.
Can I speak to him?
Patrick? Can he?
Sure.
Hey, mate, it's Dan. Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Yeah. No, I know. A move back to the Premier League. We're excited. I mean, I hope you're excited. We'll see if we can make something happen.
Gonna have to use my hand sanitizer on my phone after that greasy twat's used it. Who's that from?
Kieran. Just says thanks. Then he's just sent, Potter gonna get a new broom. I don't get it.
Graham Potter, broom.
Ah, right, yeah. Yeah, that's not bad, actually, is it, for Kieran?
No, not bad.
Any news on the hydrotherapy pool?
Office manager and Frank are going to try and deal with it.
Frank is...
Accounts.
Right, yeah, right. Do we think he might have leaked it?
Did you share your projections with the accounts team?
No.
Then no.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything. But I am just going to read this paragraph from The Athletic.
Jess, don't start.
The club find themselves in this position not through league form or market forces, but through the short-sighted ambition of its leader. A man who borrowed so much to prove so little. A man who refused to be anything but top of the pile, no matter the cost. No matter who pays the price.
Well, could have done with that bedtime story last night. Thank you, Jess. Bye-bye now.
Patrick.
Jess, a sale wouldn't fix the problems, OK?
OK.
Can you go and find out if we still have a hydrotherapy pool, please? Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, if one of the weirdos from outside lobbed a rock through the window right now and it killed me, how would you feel?
Sad, obviously.
About the window or me?
You.
What else?
Just... what? I don't know. Sad and... yeah, angry, maybe. Yeah, sad and angry.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
I was looking for guilty. The word I was looking for was guilty.
Wait, why would I feel guilty? Jesus Christ. Surely they won't continue the protest after deadline day.
Why wouldn't they?
Well, the window is closed then. I mean, what's the point in complaining? Yeah, how long have we got?
What, until the window closes?
Yeah.
Like fucking 14 hours or something.
Christ, that is a long time, isn't it?
Get comfortable, pal. These lot aren't going anywhere.
Why the fuck not?
Because we're bottom of the league, we've presided over a financial catastrophe, and their favourite players have left or are leaving.
I meant, don't they have jobs? Or families to go to?
Ah, look, pal, something's gotta give.
Well, you know what they say, mate. Under all this pressure, you either create a diamond or... you know.
You know what?
You don't.
What happens if you don't create a diamond?
I don't know, you get crushed, I suppose.
Right, well, I don't see anything sparkling, so I think we're getting crushed, aren't we?
But I brought Dan back. I mean, that's what people really want, isn't it?
What, Dan Watson? Hey, but they want him to have resources, pal, you know?
I meant ideology-wise, it's what they want, isn't it? I mean, they want to connect with their past. They want the good old days and all that fucking shit. Battle of Britain, when men were men, swinging 60s, cool Britannia. I mean, that's why people keep remaking old fucking films, isn't it? Because people are so simple, all they fucking want is the only thing they understand. The past. And even then they don't understand it, the cunt.
Holy fuck. I've got it.
What?
I fucking got it.
What are you doing?
I'm making a call. Shush.
To who?
Huddersfield Town Football Club.
Ah, okay. That clears things up. Thank you.
Make sure we push that KFC deal along, by the way.
Why?
Just because... shh. Yes, hello. This is Chris Woodall of Ashwood City Football Club. We'd like to make a formal and very fucking swift offer of £800,000 for Ivan Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Okay, call me back.
Who the fuck is Ivan Lloyd?
You fucking moron. 2017-2018 season, our top scorer. Dan brought him with him from Birmingham City, I think. Then he was banging in the goals in 2018 and 2019 until you fucking flogged him out to China.
Oh, fuck. Yes, Ivan Lloyd. Wow, that's a blast from... oh, you genius.
Yep.
You fucking genius.
We get Ivan Lloyd and a KFC loan, those cunts will be eating out of our fucking hands. KFC, Ivan Lloyd, and Dan Watson in the fucking dugout.
We did it, buddy.
Yes, we did, pal. Oh, all fun and games. Oh, hiya, Kieran, pal. You're right.
Hey, Kieran.
I just wanted to say... a bit of a...
guys, Oh, hi, Kieran.
Hiya, Jess. You're right.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just off for my medical. Like...
oh. All right.
Look, I just wanted to thank you all for the move. Not just the move, like, everything, you know?
No, yeah, of course.
No worries at all. Pal, there's always a spot for you here. You know that. Yeah. Yeah, I do. Means a lot. I better get going. Potter's getting a new broom, eh? Ha! Well, I like that, that's good.
We heard it earlier, but yeah, still good.
It's funny, yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Kieran.
Yeah, see you around, Kieran.
Bye-bye, pal.
The article's out on the Athletic website, then we've done a Twitter thread summary. We've got to verify a few of the numbers, and my editor just wants to know a bit more info about your position, just so he knows the whistleblower has access to the highest level info at the club. Do you know what I mean?
I gave you everything you need. Now fuck off, man.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.